We're celebrating the power of music all this month here on MPBN Radio, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Verrill Dana, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
It seems as if most of the stories I have heard on Music That Moves Me are about love. How we met, fell in love, and the part a song played in that unfolding. My story is about my son, the love of one's life that can only be felt by a mother. My son Bradley always had beautiful taste in music. When he was a toddler, he would sometimes cry while listening to a particular piece, and I could see that he had been moved to tears by the music. Through the years, he collected his music from iTunes and arranged them all on his iPad, to which he was always listening. His friends loved his taste too and would ask him for the title of the piece and the artist. Many of his friends have shared with me that they love driving around town listening to the Nationals or the Decemberists with Bradley. It was a bright spot in his days. Many times my son and I would go off together to eat out, shop, and just hang out. He would put on his music to share, and we would talk about everything, from science to girls and, of course, music. I looked forward to those days more than anything. Sometimes, and I always loved this, Bradley would ask me to come into his room to listen to a particular piece. I would sit and give my full attention and would love most of what he introduced me to. He would be so excited. I would too, because I loved how we bonded. One day, Bradley introduced me to a tune by the Bad Plus named Lost of Love. I was hooked instantly. I couldn't stop listening to it. Sometimes when I would hear it on the radio, I was so thrilled that I knew all about it because Bradley had introduced me to it. Bradley was a very talented guitarist. He also sang and loved to entertain his friends. Sometimes he would play just for me. He could have done so much with his life. When Bradley chose to die over 2.5 years ago, I became the owner of his computer that had the password, Lost of Love. One night soon after he died, my husband and I came home to an empty house, and on Bradley's computer, Lost of Love was playing. We don't even know how it had been turned on. Most of Bradley's music, and especially Lost of Love, are hard to listen to today. I know it will get easier over time. Although it brings back wonderful memories, I have difficulty sometimes listening to his music, perhaps because it moves me too much. My name is Nancy Fox Loomis, and I live in Oakland, Maine, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of MPBN Radio's Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.